We need Guy Poppy, who's a professor of ecology at the University of Southampton. Hello, Guy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Right, so we've got Tim at Brittlesford Farm on the Isle of Wight listening in. I am here. Tell me about this modified food, genetically modified food. Should we be worried?
Well, I think it's a complex issue, and you'd probably say I would say that. I think the key thing is that with a rising population and changing climate, there are going to be big pressures into how we generate enough food. But we also know that for the last 30 or 40 years, many of the methods used in modern farming haven't always been as environmentally friendly as you might like. So my view is that genetic modification is a very sophisticated form of plant breeding which can bring about dramatic changes and address some of the issues we need to address. But we need to introduce it carefully and in a way in which we don't neglect some of the environmental impacts that might come from intensified agriculture.
Cloning sheep can't help your cause, can it? I think a lot of people get cloning and genetically modified food mixed up.
Well, I mean, genetically modified is typically when you take a particular gene, say maybe one which makes your crop tolerate a weed killer or resist insects, and you then put that particular gene into a new crop type. Traditional plant breeding effectively does the same. So most of the plants in your garden are actually produced through plant breeding in a more random process in which you basically cross things together and you hope that you get the output that you would like. So in that sense, genetic engineering is really, as I say, a very kind of sophisticated method of plant breeding.
Any questions, Tim, you've got on this? Because I know you're listening in. Guy's
here.
Yeah,
well, I mean, one of the arguments we've had from other people is that actually we don't need GM food. They say that we've got enough global production now. Some farmers are already being paid to set aside land and not farm it. I was reading a thing by a professor who was saying, look, we've got enough food, not just to adequately feed us now, but up to 2050. And that the problem with GM food is that the people who own the science will end up owning farming because they'll own all the technology for all of the best crops and you won't actually be able to. So all of the farmers then will be at their mercy and therefore all of the rest of us. But I don't know what the professor thinks about sort of that view.
In terms of who owns food, etc., I mean, the fact is when you have supermarkets, etc., controlling food chains as it happens in the UK, there is already an element of control there. Coming back to your, the point you were mentioning about genetic modification is that feeding the world, it is true that actually with a population of about 7 billion as we happen to have now, if food was distributed perfectly evenly across the world, then you would be able to feed everybody as long as no one's over-consuming. The population projections going forwards, and certainly in 2050, that figure breaks down in which you not only have problems in terms of getting food to who needs it, but there actually isn't enough even if everybody had a fair share of it. So I do accept the argument about today, but I certainly don't accept the argument in terms of going forward. As short as 2030, actually, we will need 50% more food than is produced today.
Will Europe sort of grow up and catch up with everybody else? I know a lot of big science companies who have awful lots of money have kind of left Europe and gone over to America because they just can't persuade us over here to get into genetic modification and to grow crops on a big scale. Do we have to do it? Will it happen in Europe and in the UK?
Well, I think the interesting fact is companies like Syngenta, which still have a base in the UK, the European market is relatively small on the global scale. So the issue is that whilst there's objection from the public and orchestrated campaigns, which is the reason why farmers don't grow food, is they've got to have a market. And so if the market is being blocked for various reasons, then the big companies are going to seek markets which are welcoming the technology, and that's where South America, Australia, China, North America, etc., which on the global scale are far bigger than Europe, are accepting it.
Thank you very much, Guy. Nice to talk to you.
That's okay,
Professor, thank you. That's Professor Guy Poppy there from the University of Southampton.